You are the man now, dog. 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 You are the man now, dog.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to You're the Man Now, Dog. This is a podcast. My name is Dan Lippert.
My name is Ryan Rosenberg.
And this is a podcast, like I said, it's our new improv comedy podcast.
That's right. It's all made up and most of it's funny.
And the rest that's not funny is dramatic and emotionally raw.
And that part's on purpose, too. The funny parts are on purpose and the other parts are on purpose.
That's right. Everything we do is on purpose. If it's bad, it's on purpose still.
That's right. And we know the mics are recording. It's not an accident.
That's exactly right.
That's right.
Thank you for being here. If you don't know us, Ryan and I have put together this podcast to do some improv, and we threw it on Patreon. We have a ton of episodes on there, patreon.com/you'retheman now dog, and we've got some on iTunes so you can get an idea of what it is you could hear on Patreon.
Get a little free taste so you can see if you want a little paid taste.
That's right. As they say in the drug dealing world, the first taste is free, the paid taste you have to pay for.
That's right. That's right. Today's episode, we have the very funny Lauren Lapkus on, and we just had a blast.
Yeah, she was insanely funny and always is insanely funny, like gut funny.
And like brings funniness out of me, I feel like. Like, she's so funny that it made me want to do more voices and weird shit.
Yeah. It works in comedy as in life. If you're really like genuinely good and a thoughtful and caring person, you bring the best out of other people.
Yeah, it's infectious.
Yeah.
And it was. Today we had some really fun conversations, got crazy in a Chipotle, talked about some road rage.
Did some stuff. We did, you know, we always take down NPR every week. That's what you can expect. This one's no different.
Absolutely. Pay for your content. Don't enjoy free public stuff. Oh, wait, you do have to pay for NPR, right?
No, it's a public service. You can donate.
You can donate.
But it is National Public Radio.
Kind of like what we're doing.
It is kind of like what we're doing.
A little bit for free, and if you pay, you get more.
Only difference is, we're not going to give you a tote bag, motherfucker.
Not yet. Support us to the point that we can make totes.
That's right. Now, we recorded one of these already, and then we didn't like it, and so now I can't remember if we said already that you should check out our Patreon at patreon.com/you'retheman now dog.
That's
Did I
right.
say that already?
I think so, but we should say it a bunch.
We'll say it over and over until you do it.
patreon.com/you'retheman now dog.
And if you like Lauren in this episode, which I'm sure you do, you can check her out in the Between Two Ferns movie on Netflix starting September 20th, 2019.
That's right. She's also got her own podcast over on Stitcher Premium called With Special Guests with Lauren Lapkus. Is it two withs or just one?
With Special Guest Lauren Lapkus.
With Special Guest Lauren Lapkus.
That's right. Lauren. If you type the second with, you're going to get a worse podcast.
Yeah.
So don't do that. That's all we have to say for now. You should just get into the episode.
Yeah, just keep listening. You don't have to do anything. We're going to send you right over.
All right. Have fun.
Dog, you are the man now.
I do have something that made me mad this morning.
Already? It's pretty early.
I know. Well, it didn't even make me mad. I've gone from like mad to like just understanding that I'm actually just hurt or frustrated. And I was driving here and just kind of like listening to a podcast and driving. And I think I'm a pretty good driver. And all of a sudden this guy starts honking at me and then goes around and gives me the finger and then like speeds past me. And he's like kind of like going through traffic, but I was trying to catch up with him at a stoplight so I could have him roll down his window and tell me what was wrong.
Yeah,
because I was truly like, I think I was doing everything right.
That's like really constructive road rage. Like, wait, just give me some feedback.
Yeah, what is it? Would you like to tell me, or would you like to just give me the finger and put your rage on me?
Yeah. Right.
Would you? Do you think if you did, you actually get to talk to him or no?
No, he was zooming around. I was a little early to this, and I considered passing the street I was supposed to turn on so I could catch up with him at a stoplight.
Yeah.
And then I was like, well, I don't want to be late to this because I chased down a guy with road rage to ask him if everything was okay.
I mean, I think that's really interesting because maybe it's a man-woman thing, but my goal is to get very far away from someone who gives me the finger.
Yeah, I could understand that.
But you're like, wait, 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 let's talk this out. It's like, you could kick his ass probably, so it'd be okay.
Yeah, I'm not like physically scared of him.
Yeah.
I guess I am. I'm scared everybody has like a gun
me
or a
too,
knife.
Me too, yeah.
But I could tell by looking at this guy, he looked like he would be like a fifth lead on like
do they still call it lead if you're the fifth
or the fifth lead.
A first recurring maybe I guess on like a Bosch or something like that. He was like a 48-year-old-ish white man with like silver fox like beard and like what. So I wasn't scared he would kill me.
Yeah,
I don't know what I think I really get a little bit of pleasure in taking a moment to like make someone face what they just did.
Yeah, I love that.
Like,
that feels good to call someone out when they're an asshole and you're like, hey, I'm a nice person. I don't understand why that just happened.
Yeah.
It makes people feel crazy. I remember one time, I probably told this story on some podcast because I, for some reason, it never left my mind. But when I was in high school, I went to Burger King like daily and I was, I really did like every day after school. And this like woman was being so mean to the guy behind the counter, like, I ordered fries and I just like being like crazy. And I was like, I started like crying and I was like, hey, like, you don't have to be so mean to him, he's just doing his best. And she was like really thrown off and it felt amazing.
Yeah.
And like the guy was probably like, you're also annoying, like, I don't know, but like
oh, now I gotta take care of this crying woman. Next
woman was nice. I was probably like the yes. scrawniest like
11-year-old
Pippi Longstocking. I want, I'll take guac. Wait, what goes, what's like, what do most people like put in it?
Well, I mean, all the stuff here, we got guac. We have
they put all the stuff in?
Well, if you want to, we can, yeah, we can do whatever.
Well, I don't know what I want. I'm asking you, what do people typically do?
Okay, sorry. It seems like you're mad at me.
No, I just don't understand. I've just never been here, so.
Okay, well, you can do a burrito or a bowl or tacos. We have soft or hard shell. And then you choose your meat
okay,
or your vegetable.
Please stop. Okay, so I get what this is. Like, I get, like, what I'm supposed to do. I'm asking you, what do people typically put in the burrito? Like, what do people who come here, like me, customers,
okay, miss, I understand.
Put inside that?
I understand. I don't know if you do get this or not. You pick a meat, you pick a vegetable.
Oh my God.
You have to choose. I mean, everybody picks one meat. I, for example, I get the barbacoa.
What are the options?
Okay, so you don't know what this is. So there's barbacoa, chicken, steak.
I want barbacoa, chicken, and steak.
Okay, that's going to be an expensive burrito.
I have money.
Okay, yeah.
I'm sorry. Wait, can you see my shoes? These are Chanel, okay, bitch.
Well, they're pretty dirty.
Because I walk around town sometimes. I actually don't need to be precious with them because I have a lot of money and I have a lot of different pairs.
Well, that's great. Then let's get you the biggest burrito.
I don't want it to be big. I want it to be normal size.
Okay, so we'll just do a third. You said barbacoa.
What did I say?
I'm not really sure.
You're not? Can I talk to your manager?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Dale?
Hey, is everything okay?
No.
I'm so sorry.
Why don't you guess what went wrong?
I don't know, because if I guess wrong, then you'll know that an opinion I have about the business that's negative.
I'm so asking you to guess what you think went wrong.
Okay, I guess you got really sick from our food.
No, I haven't had any yet.
Okay, good. That's good. That's good. So we're starting from a positive.
Does that happen a lot?
No. Not right now, at least. Okay, well, maybe it looks like maybe you spilled a bunch of beans on your shoes. Is that what it is?
No, this is how they look. Those are gems covered in dirt.
Okay. Rick is one of my best employees. He's very helpful.
He's one of your best.
Yes.
Is that his picture on the wall?
Yeah, that's Employee of the Day. And I give it out.
Took it every day?
Every single day, yeah.
Yeah, I'm proud of it. Took it this morning.
How were you sweating when you arrived?
Well, I had just done the morning mop up, and I had done a really clean job, and
okay.
You have to put some sweat into it.
I'm sorry. What's your name? Dale.
Dale.
Oh, okay.
Now he's Are you trying to read it and you misread it? Because he said it when I walked in.
I was trying to read it and
okay.
I misread it.
Yeah, it's Dale. It's an American. It's not Hispanic or Italian.
I wouldn't care if it was, and I think you're racist. Okay, so can we just back up here?
Yeah,
okay.
I'm just trying to make a burrito for her, Dale.
You said Dale?
I meant to say Dale. I'm sorry. Did you want a burrito for sure? Do you want to do tacos or a bowl? People mostly get the burrito.
Then that's what I want.
Okay, so we'll get you a big tortilla. Okay. It's Rick, but okay. That's a K, not an H.
I honestly, you guys judging my reading right now is totally inappropriate. And actually, is there a comment card section I can leave something?
Or? Yeah. We leave it at the end okay. of the whole experience.
Okay, so I'll wait for more bad things to happen.
Well, I don't think there'll be that many
it'll
bad
things.
It'll
be smooth sailing from here. So
okay,
got
so what happens after the meats?
Well, then we go over to the salsas.
Okay.
You like mild, medium, spicy. We also have a corn salsa.
You said I like mild, medium, spicy.
Like, do you like, excuse me?
Do I like, excuse me, what? Start over. Can you teach him?
He's, as far as I can see, he's doing everything correctly.
Dally, why don't you take over? Honestly, because I...
You know what, Dale, go ahead. Here's okay. my gloves.
Thank you. Well,
you're going to use the same gloves? His sweaty palms were in those.
Yes, but only the inside's sweaty. The outside is still clean, so don't worry.
Okay.
Okay, so... What kind of experience were you looking for today?
Good.
You were looking for a good
experience?
Yeah. Great. Well, I'm going to go with the mild salsa.
Okay. Okay, so if I went to a higher one, it would be maybe a bad experience.
Well, it could be too spicy for you. And, I want to give you the across-the-board simplest one.
Thank
and then
you.
Maybe next time you have a burrito, you can change the experience.
Thank
so I
you.
See there's a lot of meat on here already, a lot of different kinds of meat.
Yeah, is that too much?
It's just going to be an expensive burrito.
I have money, but is that really your only concern?
Yeah, some people, they get to the end. Do you think I'm concerned about, like, your body?
It just feels like you're thinking about me, like, in a way that Ray wasn't.
So are you trying to remember the name from the conversation, or are you misreading it again?
Right now, I was trying to remember. His hand is covering his tag. I can only see Ree.
Well, you can show her your name, Rick. I don't know what the game is
I don't
there.
Really want to do this anymore. I don't
Will
want
you
her
show
looking
me
at my name.
Rice?
No, that's in the
Did
dish.
You get named after the place?
No, you can't read. That's what this is. You can't read.
You don't know that.
Okay, we can't make these statements about the employees.
Well, she can't read and she's yelling at me for being weird.
Okay, Rick, this isn't employee of the day behavior.
You're right.
Wow, you could lose your whatever you call it, title.
Okay, look.
So what's up?
Did this just turn into like a flirt?
I don't know. So I'm asking you. Like, I feel like you...
You're kind of trying to cool lean on the sneeze guard there. Somehow you got it right over the sneeze guard.
Did it hit you?
Yes.
Well, we need new chicken, rice, vegetables, sofrito, and steak.
We might as well kiss now because you've touched all my mucus.
I'm actually... I'm happily married and I'm gay, so I don't...
How are both of those things
Okay, I think you need to leave.
Okay.
Wow, and she left just like that. She just left immediately. She didn't even care about this at all. Wow.
I just think you should tell your wife.
I think you misunderstood. I'm happily married to my husband.
Bye.
You're the man now, dog.
We say that after we edit. That's our edit line because it's the name of
is
the podcast.
Is it really? Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
We
okay.
always forget to tell people that the name of the podcast is You're the Name. You're the Man Now, Dog.
I
and
love
that's
that.
How we
from
edit.
Robin Williams something. Was it that? Is
yeah,
that?
Finding Forrester.
There
with,
we go.
Sean Connery.
Okay. Robin.
I mean, same sort of outward personality.
I thought it was like
know?
From... one of what like what is that movie
like Goodwill Hunting?
Yes.
Poets.
Yes.
Yeah.
Instead of it's not your fault, he's saying you're the man now, dog.
You're the man now, dog. You're the
I'm
man.
Really
now.
Yeah. No, I know. Yeah, I know.
I'm bad at movie quotes, and
that's good.
I never remember.
I feel like I'm like peaking and fuzzing more than normal. In my is that a thing? Is that a is
it,
that happening
it,
in
it
your headphones?
Bit.
It's
also?
Happening in mine, but I was assuming it wasn't transferring over to the.
Okay.
I don't know. If there's not a solution, I don't really
it
mind.
It was a touch, yeah.
Okay.
So that first scene will just sound bad. That's okay.
But hopefully you listened all the way through it, even though you were annoyed.
Yes.
Would it sound bad? I feel like I can't tell if the headphone thing is related to...
Right.
Now, generally when it does peak on here, when I'm listening later, it doesn't.
Oh, okay.
So it's okay.
Yeah. Good.
Do you... I have a big thing. I don't... someone just said last night they had that thing where like sounds make you angry, like they can't hear
someone. Misophonia?
Yes. Mm. Do you have that?
No, but don't get me started because... Okay. I have a handful of podcasts, and I do end up eating on them sometimes because I'm so hungry, and that's what happens. And I've gotten comments from people that they have misophonia, and then I started talking about misophonia, but I also have joked about it a little bit because it sounds like misophony.
Yes.
And then... which, I just think it's funny.
I agree.
I believe that it's real. But anyway, this guy tweeted at me the other day, and he was like... really like, don't make fun of us, we will come for you, like misophonia is real and we are mighty or whatever. And I was like, hey dude, I fully know it's real, and like I'm kidding, and I'm sorry you took it seriously, like I'm not judging someone's like problem. Right. And then the thread went on with more people and I muted it. But
jeez.
They could just mute my podcast just the way I muted their thread.
Right.
But I don't, yeah, it's, people get very upset about it.
Should be called me so angry.
That's right.
Do you have anything like that? I don't like feel that about anybody chewing. Thankfully, I feel like it must be really annoying.
No, every once in a while when I'm listening to NPR, which I listen to, but that
whoa,
specifically.
That's really smart.
Wow,
yeah,
you're really
yeah.
cool and educated.
I have both 89.3 and 89.9 pre-programmed
in
my car.
And that's free, right?
And that comes into your car?
That's right. Yeah, that's right. I pay $10 a month for to KCRW to support what they do.
Wow, so you got a tote bag.
Well, no, I basically got a $120 hat. I like the hat, so I got it. A lot of times they're either too hydrated or not hydrated enough.
Yes.
And so there's like kind of that kind of thing happening when they talk, and I have to turn it off if that's
going on.
That
bothers me more, and I do think a lot of NPR people have really annoying speaking voices or things like that. Like,
yeah.
It feels like they truly hire people who are like, this is the story about all the things that happen in my town. And I'm like, what is that?
Right.
Okay, so we're kind of doing, we've never done this before, but we have a few new shows. We have a little bigger budget because of the funding drive went really well. So we're kind of doing a cattle call for new radio hosts. So everybody, thanks for being here. And we wrote out some copy for a few different shows. And if you just come in and feel free to read the copy. And we'll tell you if we want to do a callback or maybe ask you more questions or maybe give you more copy. Who would like to go first?
Thank you so much for having me. I'd love to be here. Thank you so much.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing really well. How are you doing?
I'm great, thank you. Have you done radio before?
No.
And what made you interested in doing this?
Well, long time listener, first time auditioning. I've been listening to NPR for a long time, and I just always thought, you know, I have the voice for it.
Okay, well, you do have a very notable voice, and I'm
notable,
already drawn in.
They're very nerdy.
I'm drawn in already, so thanks for being here. So we'll do copy. This one is from our show, The Treatment, and the host is Elvis Mitchell, but every once in a while he'll go on vacation. And so what he does is he interviews actors and directors and writers about a project they're working on.
I didn't get to do my own project.
Oh, you'd like to do an impression?
I'm kind of hoping to... No, I don't want to do an impression. I want to do my own project.
Oh, your own project. Sorry.
I don't want to do his project. I want to do mine.
Sorry. Some of the way you're talking is just face-to-face unclear for me to hear.
Well, I think it's coming through pretty clean on the microphone.
Well, if you have...
I have cans on. I think put your cans on. You know I'm talking very normal.
Okay. Yeah, you brought your own headphones in. And they look...
cans.
They do look like cans. They look like two soup cans.
So there I was.
So you're going right into your own copy? Go for it. We're rolling, so go for it.
There I was, 6 years old, getting my first haircut. It was a transformational experience for me. Because my hair was long and shaggy, and then I became a cute boy. What is cute? What is boy? We'll be experiencing this whole thing on the journey that is Haircut Land.
Okay, thank you. Haircut Land. So this is all about how haircuts can transform your personality, or is it going? When you said what is cute, what is boy, I got a little concerned that it's going to be a podcast kind of about those two things.
It's about cute young boys in their first haircuts. Using me as the lens, I go talk to the little cute boy the first time.
Okay. Wow.
It's in a barbershop. It's in a salon. It's sometimes in the home.
Okay. Well, you know what? We do have a lot of people here. I'm going to bring someone else in, but I want you to stay because I might have you kind of do a little bit of a chemistry test.
Sure.
Even, because we are even looking to get a couple hosts. All right. Who's next?
That would be me, I think. I think I'm next. What was the number you had?
I was number one.
I'm number two.
Okay, so yes, you are next. Everybody waiting. So the numerical system is how we do numbers normally. It's not a countdown, or we're not jumping around odds and evens. So this is two now, and then next will be three. All right, everybody?
God. Can't wait for my turn. I'm excited.
I am ready.
Oh, mine. I never die.
Okay, wow. Everybody really waited patiently to speak there, which was so nice.
Well, we are a big NPR fan.
Okay, so...
Okay,
I guess we don't have to speak up if you are going to wait your turn. I'll assume that that's the case. So if you're not, maybe we could... Everybody's good?
Okay. I don't want to wait my turn.
Okay, what number are you?
Three.
Well, you'll be... You'll be next. You'll be next. Okay. So it's all right. So number two. Hi. What was your name?
I don't know. Okay. My first initial is I. My last name is Dunno.
Okay. I Dunno. And is it I stand for anything, or it's just the letter I?
Just letter.
Okay. Thanks for being here. I
went to Harvard. And that's a grad school at Yale.
Oh, wow. Congrats. Those are really prestigious schools.
I've always been told I had a face for the radio.
Oh, that's kind of a mean joke that people say. Did you know that?
What?
I'm sorry. I don't want to.
Wait, that's a mean joke that people say?
Oh, God. You've heard it, too.
That's a mean joke that people say.
Wait, that's a mean joke?
I don't know that's a mean joke. It's not a compliment.
I always thought it was a compliment.
What does it mean?
Oh, it just means because no one sees your face when you're on the radio. So
your voice is driving me crazy.
I can't even listen to this guy. You sound horrible, Al.
Okay. I'll tell you what, you got a voice for TV.
We should help this man. He sounds dumb.
Or maybe I'd give him a first haircut. You want a haircut?
No.
You need a haircut and a voice.
So you give haircuts also?
I think you need a haircut. You never had one?
Based on my voice, you guys think I need a haircut?
Oh, yeah.
Look, you're auditioning for me, and so I don't know if the best strategy is to talk about how bad my voice is and tell me I need a hair. Maybe you're trying to be nice, but...
I think you need a haircut. You should be on his show. You should make it a show.
Haircut with the star. Haircut with the star. You bring another star to get the worst haircut and the best haircut.
Hello? Hello?
Hi, hello.
I'm in the way back of the line.
You're all the way in the back of the line?
But now I moved to the front.
But now you moved to the front.
You are huge, sir.
I want to ask a question.
Okay, yeah, sure.
How do I write my name on the paper?
Well, you just use the pen that's right there.
What?
And this was The Audition. Tune in next week for more from NPR and all your friends here at The Audition.
All right, so that's the episode. What do you think?
Do you like it, or
is it pre-written? Yeah, there's no setup at the beginning. So I don't know if it's...
It starts in medio res.
In the middle? Is that what that is? Yeah, okay.
Well, I learned that.
That was really cool.
Thanks. In medio res, it basically means in the middle. And I learned that in school.
I'm looking at your pitch sheet here, and there's a lot of... It's in medio res. You do it mise-en-scene, and everyone is en flagrante?
Yes, and it's a beautiful tableau.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, you know what? We are interested in putting on some new pitches. I think we've had a lot of... we have a pretty homogenous lineup.
And what does that mean?
Everything is kind of the similar or the same or from the same...
Homogenous.
It's like milk.
Yeah.
Milk? Oh, homogenized.
Homogenized.
I don't know if those are used the same way, but
milk's,
I guess so.
Milk's always the same, so it makes sense.
Yeah, you know how on the carton it's white all the way through?
From the top to bottom. Even when you shake it.
Milk's always the same?
All white all the way through. Oh. Even when you shake it.
Well, when you shake it, it froths, so it does change the chemical makeup a little bit.
Okay, but it's still white.
It's true.
A little bit of clear, but it's clear white.
You wouldn't call it clear. You would say it's white.
Right. You're wrong, Mark.
Look, are you going to do this with us or not? I mean, we can always take this somewhere else.
No. Don't take it somewhere else. Don't take it somewhere else.
We might take it to PNR.
Private National Radio.
Okay. Look, don't
take...
Look, I'm the guy that passed on WTF and This American Life, so I can't pass on another big one.
Wow. That was a huge mistake.
I know.
That's really embarrassing.
Wow.
I know.
Welcome back to the embarrassment with our producer, Mark.
Have I been part of a podcast this whole time?
We have been watching Mark for years, and every time he makes a choice, it's always wrong.
Yes, he's never had a haircut, and we're wondering, is this part of it?
Does he want to be a cute boy? What is cute? What is boy?
I've had a haircut. Why does everyone think I haven't had a haircut?
He's panicked and he's lost.
Look, I'm going to tell you guys this again. Don't follow my family around anymore, okay? My wife heard you were doing a podcast about me and she called me and she's upset, all right?
Here we are at the Roseville Galleria following around Mark's family.
Wow, his kids won't even walk with him. They're 50 feet ahead and looking back like, I hope he doesn't see where we're going next.
Okay, that's not uncommon. That's not uncommon. Teenagers will kind of want to separate at a certain age.
Oh, here
you
comes
know,
Mark. Here comes Mark.
Wow, okay. Mark has a smile on his face. I guess he found some shoes that finally fit his feet.
What was that, Reed? Most of my shoes don't look like they fit.
You look like you're kind of slipping around.
It's just, they're really huge, Mark. We know your feet are small and you're trying to make it look like they're big.
Now, for the listeners at home, let us paint you a picture. Mark has what you would call bigger than clown feet. Or shoes, excuse me. I don't know what size the feet are, but the shoes are huge.
And I have to say, Mark and I did hook up once and I saw his feet and they were smaller than mine.
Okay, please don't talk about that.
And I also have to say, Mark and I hooked up once and his feet were also smaller than mine.
Okay, I had a threesome with you guys, and it was a mistake. It was a huge mistake, and ever since then, you've been following me around and humiliating me.
I think it's fair to say that Mark thinks it was a mistake because he got too emotional during it, and
that's
when he
right.
climaxed, he cried.
That's right. We had a great time the whole time, and Mark was embarrassed.
As usual. Which is the perfect ending for another episode of The Embarrassment.
Oh, those voices.
Oh my god, I was crying.
There's a show on NPR which I listen to. Have you guys ever heard it? It's called it's Bookworm.
No, I don't know that show.
And it's the host of this guy named Michael Silverblatt, and he does have one of the hardest voice ever to me. It sounds like he's struggling to get every word out.
I mean, it's so interesting because it really does feel like an epidemic on that station. Like, everybody has something that makes their voice quirky. Like, it's not, there's no one that you're just like, and that's a nice, rich tone. Like,
yeah, there's always, there is like a weird, like, not to make fun of lisps, but when it's an oral medium, it is like notable.
And it feels like they have more lisps on their network than any other radio station I've ever heard.
It feels like how you kind of like become part of whatever community you're in or whatever. Like my mom used to like talk to people from Texas on the phone for like business or something.
Uh-huh.
And then she would sometimes like have a Texas accent with us. And it's like, we've never been to Texas.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Yeah.
And I feel like all those NPR people must listen to each other and go like, oh, part of it is having an affectation or something.
And everyone around the office is just like, pass the coffee.
Excuse me, speak up. It's your first day here. I can't hear anybody.
Everyone's whispering.
I do. I like when everyone made fun of Madonna for that, for going British.
Oh, yeah.
I kind of like, I understand why you would make fun of her. Like, it does seem crazy, but I do kind of understand that if you lived there, that you would like take on. Yeah. I do it just like when we hang out with like Drew Tarver. I'll like go Southern all of a sudden just because it's like the prevailing energy.
Have you seen those Lindsay Lohan videos of when she was like basically speaking with a Greek accent?
No.
Oh my God, they're wild. She's been living in Greece. I guess her reality show takes place there. She has a yacht or something.
Oh, she
or a
like
boat
opened
or...
a club.
She had a club in Mykonos.
Club. That's what it is.
We tried to go there and it had closed down.
What?
Because we were in Mykonos over the summer.
Oh, wow. I wonder if that's like known.
I can't believe she didn't stick with that.
Yeah. But she like, there's a video of her and she's like, I mean, I can't even begin to do an impression of it, but it's wild because she sounds crazy. She's doing this interview like with all this press like swarming her. And she's speaking as if English is her second language. Like, it's just really strange.
She's like, yeah, I feel like doing my impression of what I think it sounds like is already offensive.
It's questionable. So Google it if you don't know, because it's good.
Have I said this? Have we talked about this already? I think that, I think I just talked about this on another podcast, but oh well. Child acting is going to become like smoking cigarettes or like CTE in the NFL, where we're going to be like, this ruins kids too much. Like, we have too much evidence. Yeah. It works for a lot of people, and a lot of people turn out normal and like well adjusted.
Mm-hmm.
But so many people's lives are ruined by it.
Mm-hmm. It's so true. It's such a risky thing to put your kid into because you really don't know which way it'll go. Like, I've worked with people who were child actors who turn out totally normal, and you would never, like, nothing is wrong with them, mm-hmm. you know, like on the surface. But those stories when they go so tragically wrong are so bad that like the risk of that, like just that you don't know which way it's going to go for your specific chemistry, like that you might become a drug addict or whatever from this pressure. And I don't know, it's really overwhelming.
It was hard as an adult to be cool with acting and stuff and like constantly mm-hmm. being judged for like the way you look, or like, no, you didn't say that cool, or like whatever. I could only imagine if you were like a 10-year-old and you thought like that's how the world works.
I don't know what I would do. Yes. And I mean, like, one thing that I think about is when young people are actors, they still have to go through puberty and have like the rough awkward phase, but the benefit of being an actor in the business is that like everyone's making you look as good as possible during all of that.
Yeah.
And that's the only part that I would envy, is that like no one was helping me like wash my hair or like cut my bangs straight or like whatever. Right. Like, it was all up to me and I didn't know shit. So they at least get to look cute.
Yeah. And never go to school and have no friends.
Yeah. But they look good.
Your parents weren't teaching you how to wash your hair? Or?
I had a really hard time washing my hair.
Really?
That was like a thing where like I could not. And I think it's interesting when I go back to my parents' house, like the water pressure is low and weird. So like I think I just didn't try hard enough as a kid. But like excuse me. I fully like would have like a lot of buildup in my hair all the time. And then
like
in high school, high school, my friend would wash it sometimes.
Really?
Yeah.
That's sweet.
I know. It was really nice. She's like my best friend.
Would she initiate that?
No, like, I feel like I'd be like, can you just wash my hair? Like, I was just like, I would get to a point where it was like, what is happening?
Yeah.
Can you imagine in high school a guy washing another guy's hair?
That would be very sweet.
It would be so, it like.
The whole school would know about it the following
year. Yes. I really miss and like long for that idea of like the comfort of a female relationship.
Yeah.
But between my guy friend, like, can you imagine, Ryan, if I was like, hey, could you just wash my fucking hair for me? And you were like, yeah, right. Not like,
I mean, I feel like now you would, like, you know what I mean? Like, now, as I feel like in our community, like, people are, it's one thing that I appreciate about improvisers. I feel like people are down for whatever. Like, that if you were like, can you wash my hair? It would be like a funny adventure and like could be a funny little
moment. We would say yes and be like, this is weird.
Yeah. You make fun of it. But like many men in the country would like never be able to even like consider doing that for each other, like touching each other. Like, I don't know. We're all weird.
No.
It's honestly weird leaving town and meeting a man that isn't in LA and being like, and like who they think, like, I'm like 6'2 and 250. And so sometimes they'll be like, oh, yeah, I know what you're like. And it's like, whoa.
Yeah.
And it really only happened. And it, even like
20 miles outside of the city. Like, it's so quick how quickly people
yeah.
are like, you're a tall white guy. We're both racist?
Right.
Oh, my yeah. God, yeah. I think for me, like, I just feel very weird. Like, anytime I've ever been at, like, a baby shower with, like, normal people, I'm like, I'm the weirdest person here. Like, I don't think of myself as being that weird, but, like, I don't know. I have a crazy pin on my bag, and so, like, I'm, like, fucking strange. Like, right. I didn't get my clothes from, like a pyramid scheme on Facebook or something.
I had an Uber driver yesterday who had a very weird voice, and, like, to the extent of, like, I didn't know if he was foreign or had, like, had a stroke, or, like, it was, like, very off. But as we were driving down Western, and he was like, Western is where the prostitutes, the women are, and Santa Monica is where the prostitutes for the other ones are. And I was like, uh-huh. And he was like, but I guess it's good because then you know which ones you're going for. And he's like, maybe if I didn't like a customer, I'd drop him off in Santa Monica and let him come home with a little surprise. And it was like,
what?
But it was like, I'd spent the whole drive feeling kind of like bad for this guy. You know, when you have a driver right. that just like, they're describing their life to you and each new specific
oh, yeah.
is like hurting your heart a little yes. more. And then that happened, and I was like, well, I'm not going to, like, obviously, and I'm not going to, like, some moral, like, majority guy that's going to be like, actually, my friend, this is
totally
how we're supposed to talk about the different, like, sex workers, and we're supposed to respect them, and
you're
whatever.
Getting out of the car in 2 minutes.
Yes.
Like, I mean, I had a driver on a movie set where, like, they would take us all to set every single day for, like, a couple months, and I thought it was a similar thing where he had like a Louisiana accent, but like he had no reason to have that. Like, judging by all the information I got from him, it just didn't make sense. And then he, at some point, like really far into it, when I was like, he's fine, like whatever, like he's cool. He started saying the women who accused Bill Cosby were like wrong, and there was no way to prove it, and why did they wait so long? He like said every wrong thing about it, and then I was like, no. And I was like fighting him, but it was like midnight after like a long day, but I was like, I can't sit in the front seat next to a person saying that and like think it's fine. And he really didn't know how to respond to me. And then as we got out of the van, we were in the elevator. I was in the elevator with some of the guys who were in the thing. It was some crew people. And one of the guys was like, my friend was one of the Cosby accusers.
Oh my
God. So he's like, he was like, that was so crazy, that conversation. But people will just say shit. Mm-hmm. And you think they have, like, you think they're good and they have a good opinion. Like, you basically would, I would have assumed, like, he's not going to say anything that's, like, insane. And then he said that, and it was like, and the person in this car has a very personal connection to that story.
Right.
Like, what is this take you have? Like, why do people think, I don't know. But I also think people who have the wrong take often think that they're completely right and that it's totally fair to say. So, right. I don't know.
I think a lot of people, it's like I wish there was like a less like current word than toxic to use, but like a lot of, it's like a toxic thing that a lot of people have where they just have gotten away saying whatever they want with no consequence.
Yeah.
And like when you meet them with the smallest amount of confidence, they like shrivel into a
raisin. Yes. And then the rest of the time he was like, Miss Lauren, you want to sit in the front? Like, he was like, he like turned it around and was like trying to like, I got a water for you. I'm like, we're not doing this. Like, yeah. I never want to see you again. I guess I put you in your place, but like, right. it was, anyone would have to. Like, this is nuts.
I'm like fascinated with these people who just say things because they know no one will say anything back to them.
Yeah.
And it's like the second you do, they run away.
And like, they're just looking for the line because they're always like inching towards it. And then like, all right, no one said anything, jumping right over it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like they don't even care about the thing. They're looking to just be crazy.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's subconscious or whatever, but it's like, ooh.
That's a cute dog.
Hey, thank you. Yeah, thanks very much.
Kind of dog is that?
It's a golden retriever.
That's a golden retriever. Nice.
Yeah. So you didn't know what a golden retriever was?
I don't know. I can't never keep a dog straight. You know, there's so many dogs out there.
Yeah,
how are you going to do it?
That's true, yeah.
You like that dog?
Yeah, I do. I mean, he's kind of my best friend, you know?
You ever do something bad?
I mean, sometimes he'll like chew on a shoe or something, but
chew
you know,
on
he's
a shoe,
dog.
Chew on a shoe.
Yeah. How you doing?
Good.
You good?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah, well, he's got a nice mouth.
The hoot me or the dog?
Talking about the dog. Yours ain't bad.
Okay. Ah, that's funny. Yeah, that's funny. Thanks. Yeah, I try to take him to the vet and get his teeth brushed and stuff like
looking
that.
Looking good. Looking good.
Okay. You know what? I think I'm just going to keep moving.
Hold on. Can I talk to him?
Without me?
Just for a second.
I mean, you're free to speak to him. He does not understand. Whoa.
Can you look the other way?
Yeah, sure.
You sure you won't look back?
Yes. I'm going to give you this quick. I don't have a lot of time for this, but yeah, I'll look the other way.
You're going to look the other way and let me say what I want to say to your dog.
Yeah, all this preamble's making me think I shouldn't, but yeah, I will. Here's okay. Me. I'm going to turn my head and I'll even plug my ears.
Oh, wow. Generous. I'm going to fuck you in your ass.
Honey, what's wrong with the dog? You came home and the dog...
I don't know.
The dog ran to its room and it ran into its crate and it slammed the door.
Well, firstly, I don't think we should give him his own room. I think this dog is getting a little entitled and I don't know if maybe that's the problem or what. But I took him to the dog park. We had a strange run-in with this man, and he asked to say something to the dog. I turned my head, and I don't really
know. You did what?
I just turned my head, because, I don't know, he had a weird energy, and I didn't want to get in a fight, so I let him say something to the dog.
You ran into a man who had a weird energy, so you turned your back on him and let him be alone with our dog?
The dog doesn't speak English. I didn't think it would matter.
Look, dogs can read energy. This is your fault. You know that?
Okay, I apologize.
This is your fault.
What do you think is the issue? Oh, hang on, let me grab the door. Hello? What?
Hey.
What are you doing here?
Followed your home. That's your wife?
Hi, hello. Who is this? I mean, I think I'm putting two and two together.
This is the guy at the dog park I had a strange interaction with.
My name's Zoe.
What is it, Zoe? Z-O?
Short for Alonzo, or what's the...
It's short for Papanzo.
No, it's not. It sounded like you said what you took what I said and changed it. There's no way your name is Papanzo.
Honey,
so you see what I'm dealing with?
My last name is Scheme.
Papanzo Scheme?
Okay, you know what? I think we should close the door, honey. This
no,
is the
no!
Hang on. Hang on.
Let me talk to your wife alone.
I don't...
Honey?
What do you want here?
Let me just say something. It's not going to be a big deal. I'm just going to say whatever
Anything
I want.
Anything you have to say to my family, you can say to all of us.
Turn your back and plug your ears.
You did it so fast. Why did you do it so fast when he told you to do it?
To do what?
Turn your back and plug your ears.
Well, I don't know. I'm here. I'm listening. I'm not. What do you want, honey? Do you want me to? Do you want to hear what he has to say?
Turn your plug your ears, but don't turn your back. Okay. So at least you see if
I'll
I don't
read
know.
Lips and What's if it feels
name?
Crazy.
Yeah.
What's your name?
What's my name?
Mm-hmm.
Megan.
Megan?
Yeah.
9/11 wasn't real, but if it was, I was there.
Okay, what did he say?
I'm going to my room.
What?
I'm going into my room.
Will you go into our room? I don't want to know why you have your own room.
I have a room. The dog has a room. You get the kitchen.
You're
okay?
Leaving, Megan. How you gotta go, Megan?
I don't know. What you said was so odd. The fact that came out of your brain was more upsetting than something almost like physically or emotionally abusive. 9/11 didn't happen, but if you did, you were there.
Hey, don't tell him.
Hey, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Why don't you want to say anything to me? You want to talk to my dog? You want to talk to my wife? I've been the most...
Because you're a coward. You're a coward. And you'll turn around and you'll leave me alone with whoever I want to be with. Even if they're the most...
You're asking me to... You're threatening.
Turn around, plug ears. I want to talk to your ass.
I'm not going to... All right, I'll do it quick.
Can you hear me?
Honey, what's happening? You lip sync it to me. What's happening?
He's stuck in your ass, and I think your ass just farted a little.
Oh, my God.
Your owner is bad. Are you hitting on me?
What's he saying?
I'd get down for that.
Okay, I'm unplugging my ears. No. Listen, I'm in control of my butthole, and it is not into you.
Wait, why did it go?
I don't think I felt a whistle. I think I just regular farted, and that was, they were unrelated.
I don't know.
It looked like your asshole told Zoe, I'm going to fuck you.
You know what?
I'm
going to the kitchen. I'm going to my kitchen.
Oh, he's left us alone. Well,
but his asshole still stood behind.
Hey, you threw one of us around.
Yeah, I'd love to finally have a three-way where he doesn't cry right after.
Talking to the dog, too.
Oh, not me.
No, you, the dog, and a hole.
Zoe, we called you in here because the FBI had a pretty specific agreement with you.
Which was?
You made it out of 9/11, but you never talk about it. Okay? Now, we know that you were in one of the towers, and you made it out.
I was dancing on the top of it.
And you were dancing on top of the second tower. You saw the first tower get hit, and you went to the top of the second and started dancing.
We've all seen the YouTube videos.
And we've had to edit you out of all of them. But the agreement...
Thank you, by the way. It was very tasteless, in retrospect. I didn't know what was happening. Thought it was fireworks.
Right. And so we have still scientifically been trying to figure out how you made it out and what happened. But you can't keep finding loopholes of ways to tell people you were there.
I gotta tell people. How else am I gonna live with it?
Look, Papanzo, okay? We have been very forgiving of you. We could send you to a CIA black site, even though we're the FBI. We could disappear you, all right?
Don't disappear me. I like my life.
Listen, Papanzo, he's a tough cop, okay? I know he's laying it on pretty hard. What's up? Why you gotta tell everybody this stuff? You know, you could be honest with me.
Can you turn around so I can tell him?
Me? But I'm the one being cool to you. I thought you'd ask him to turn.
You look like someone who would turn around.
Yeah, I will.
I'm scared.
Okay. Wow. Isn't that interesting to admit?
It's interesting to admit it. I'm scared.
Are you scared? All right.
I'm alone.
Alone?
I don't have nobody.
Okay.
What's he saying?
Shut up. You're scared, you're alone, you don't have anyone. And that's the way you are? That's why you are the way you are?
And I don't believe Native Americans were ever really here.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Papanzo.
Come on, I heard that one. That was bad.
So you don't believe they were ever here?
I don't think they're real.
But they are. They're still here.
Hey, did I tell you to turn around or did I tell you to listen?
Well, I am a member of the FBI and you're a weird guy.
Yeah, we got to stop taking instructions from Papanzo. Yes.
Papanzo, from now on, we have
this room. I run this room. Both of you turn around.
Okay.
Fine. Wait, why?
Wait, who's she talking to?
You doing the hamster dance?
You are the man now.
Papanzo. Are you guys ever afraid that the FBI is listening or, like, you know, reading your texts or doing anything like that?
I mean, I don't care if they are. Yeah. Like, I feel like I don't do anything that is crazy or illegal. So it's not scary that, like, so I don't know what they're going to get out of it. It feels impossible they could be reading everything. Right. Like, everybody's texting all day, every day, and, like, posting stuff. I mean, like, how are they keeping track of it? I feel like that whole thing that everyone was posting, like, last week that was, like, Instagram will steal your mind or whatever. I was like, you're all insane.
I think the funniest idea in the world is that you think both that Instagram could steal all your photos and identity and everything, and also they would respect the legality of this screen grab you posted.
Right.
Like, if they're
faded and weird and, like, clearly had been, like, whited out and written over with the word Instagram 10 times. Yeah, yeah. Like, it was the strangest thing I've ever seen. And it felt like an old chain letter from, like, when we were first on AOL. Yes. Like, no one is going to believe this. Also, yeah, we post all our stuff publicly. They have it. Yeah. Everyone can do whatever they want with my post. They are already doing that. Yeah. They're gone. They're screen grabbed. I don't know. Like,
yeah, I think the idea that, like, oh, I'm so scared of what the government knows about me. It, like, what the government, or, like, what, I don't know if it was actually, like, conspiracy-wise, but, like, what government and, like, corporations did was convince you to give them everything on your own.
And we fell for it, and we did it. Like, that old age app, like, the old face thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I first of all thought it was great. It was really great technology. Turned out fantastic. I looked like my grandma. I was like, if my face actually will, like, if I look like anyone, it's going to be her. Yeah. And they knew that. That's good apps. But
that's good apps.
But everyone was like, no, Russia has your face. And I was like, they already had it. Like, I post pictures of myself on Instagram and Twitter. Like, what do I think I'm keeping a secret? And also, what are they going to do with it?
Yeah.
What are we afraid of? Russia is going to use my picture for something? I don't even know what that means.
Right. There's no way to keep your face private.
Right.
If you want to see anyone, they're looking at your face. Like, it just doesn't.
And also, like, just don't be on the internet at all then.
Right. I think people
have no trail.
Are, like, so scared and they don't know where to put their fear.
Yeah.
That the first thing that you hear is, like, okay, that's what I'm scared of now. I agree.
Yeah.
Like, because it is just, like, everything's so overwhelming and there's so much information and there are so many things more powerful than us.
Right.
That it's like, if someone just walks by and is like, hey, if you post your picture online, that means that you have to marry anybody or whatever. And it's like, oh shit, that's right. Like,
well, yeah, it does feel like anything can happen right now. Like, I had to stop watching Handmaid's Tale because I was like, this feels real and scary in a way that is too much for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I also don't really think anything's going to happen. Like, I walk that line of going, like, everything is really bad and everything's going to go wrong and we're all going to die very soon. And then I'm also like, or not. And we're all just reading way more shit like this every day than we ever did in the past. So it's way more in our heads. Like, if you're on Twitter, I'm on Twitter and Instagram all day long. Like, I don't want to be, but I am. And the information I'm getting is scary all day.
Mm-hmm.
And before that, I did not read the news. Like, I didn't know anything about politics. So, yeah, it's scary once you start to know everything that's happening. But, like, nothing also changes anyway.
Yeah,
even if
it
you
wasn't
didn't know
not
it.
Happening before
right,
Twitter.
Exactly.
I just didn't care.
Right.
In a great way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And now I'm like, oh, the same stuff's happening and it's making me way sadder.
Yeah. And every day I'm like, I feel the dread of the country or whatever. And like normally, maybe that's also with getting older too, where you start to pay more attention to that stuff. Like when we were younger, I don't know. Some people were political, but I wasn't.
I would always be like, oh, well, the adults are doing it and you know, I can't control that or whatever. But now that like we're the adults, I'm like, ugh.
It is scary to think that like people our age are in charge of things. Like, no.
Yeah.
Exactly. I just learned to wash my hair.
Yeah.
So you're not going to do my movie, Lauren?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just... It's feeling like a no.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you remember that app you used to post pictures of what you would look like if you were a dog?
Yes, that was so funny. Yeah.
Well, that app is owned by Warner Brothers.
What?
And we use that technology to clone a version of you. And if you don't do the movie, we're going to have clone Lauren do it.
What?
So,
Wait, we got your voice, too. I'm doing the voiceover.
Yeah. You think you sound like me?
Oh, we got it on. We got it recorded, and I'm doing a sound-alike.
So we've got...
What?
Yeah, we got a perfect sound-alike right here.
Are you from NPR?
Almost.
Oh, I thought I heard you on there. Look, you guys, you can't do that, okay? Like, my clone isn't a real thing. That's like a robot or something. That's like not a human with feelings and thoughts.
Well, I don't know. You know, what people want is to see you in Meet the Craps. And if you're not going to do it, your clone is.
Well, I just, look, can we talk about the premise for a second? Like, it's Meet the Craps. It's all like poop emojis are my family. And I have a new boyfriend and I'm bringing him home to meet my poop emoji family.
Yeah.
It sounds shitty and I don't really mean that.
Okay, so you
that's
are
the tagline.
This
it sounds shitty. And the poop emojis, it sounds shitty. To meet the crap.
See? So, Lord, you are already perfect for this. You even knew the tagline.
I didn't even know I knew the tagline.
Look, not only that, but we have... if you don't do this, we're going to ruin you. We're going to film...
What?
We're going to film the clone version of you, you know, insulting children and giving the finger to babies.
You can't do that. I mean, like, don't you think I'm going to post right now that you guys are trying to do this and...
we'll just have clone you put... Look, I mean, we've got a video right now of your clone you that I think you should see.
Let's see it.
Pop it in the VHS player here. Oh, my
Extra.
God.
Hi, I'm Mario Lopez. We're here at the Grove and we have a video of famous actress Lauren Lapkus, the real one, screaming at a little child and drowning him in the fountain. Let's cut to that now.
Oh my God, Lauren! Lauren, I'm a huge fan of your
podcast. Oh yeah, thanks. Who's this little shit?
Oh my God, Lauren Lapkus is grabbing me and drowning me. Oh my God, to Sinatra! I'm dying to Sinatra.
Wait, stop! Stop this tape! Wait, was that even real Mario Lopez?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we got real Mario.
He sounded weird too.
He would take umbrage with that insult.
Okay, him. But the voice on that version of me was like so deranged. Well, it just didn't sound real at all.
It's a temp. We're obviously going to make it deeper and a little weirder.
You're obviously going to make it deeper and weirder? This is a nightmare.
It sure is.
Jesus, you're getting like turning into Funhouse people. It feels fake.
No, this is a nightmare, okay? And you are going to do Meet the Craps, all right? And then you're going to do Piss Family. Lauren.
Whoa, did I just fall asleep during our meeting?
Yeah. What's were we on? That boring?
No, no, you're not. I don't, sorry, that's so rude of me. I don't know what just happened. Sorry, we were talking about the movie that you wanted me to do.
So Piss Family, it's a great little romp about you sort of coming home, bringing home your boyfriend to meet the piss emoji family of yours.
Or girlfriend. We want to be, you know, it's going to come out in 2020 and we want money and that seems to be cool now. So okay. It might be two women and it's the Piss Family.
What's the piss emoji? I don't know if I've seen that.
It's
in
new.
My phone.
It's shaped like the poop emoji, but it's clearly piss.
So it's a big swirl of yellow.
Swirl piss.
Yeah, and we're going to do a... we're going to release concurrently to promote the emoji, and the emoji is going to promote the movie. Imagine how... So now when someone is pissing on you or whatever, you can kind of text that emoji to people.
You think people are pissing on me often?
Or not you, but the royal you people.
Did you mean to say people are pissing you off, not pissing on you?
They're pissing on you. It's British.
Yeah, like it's British. They're pissing on you.
Okay, look, I don't think I really want to do this. I feel like it's going to be really gross and people are going to get really...
Well, what the fuck do you want to do then? Because we bring you in here and we pitch you our best movies and you say no every time.
Okay, so I can actually pitch you something?
Yes, please.
Okay, well, I have a really good idea that I've been sitting on for a while.
Okay, great. Yeah, let's let it incubate.
Okay, it's called Eggplants Equal Dicks, and this is where I bring home my boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
To meet my family, and they're all human, but they have eggplant emojis sticking out of their pants.
So they're
interesting. And they're kind of like they're definitely doing something that's gross and weird, but we don't really talk about it that much until my boyfriend calls it out. And then he basically gets into a situation where my family is touching their eggplants and little water droplets are coming out.
Okay, can we cut for a second?
Cutting.
Great. Look, I'm really, it's been a pleasure acting with you.
Yeah.
I feel like we have a great chemistry. I just do feel like that when...
Mr. Renner, I'm just going to do some touch-ups on you.
Fantastic. And
I love your music, by the way.
Thank you. Can we please get sound to play my music after we cut, like we agreed?
It broke the speakers. I'm sorry.
Hello, the wiggle show.
Oh, yeah. It's not House of the Rising Sun.
Dong dee.
Oh, yeah.
House of the Small and Pun.
So what do you want to talk about, Jeremy?
Sorry. I just got lost in House of the Small and Pun.
Look, honestly, this movie has been really painful to work on. It's been really embarrassing. I regret that I even pitched this idea. The writers have taken it so far away from the original thing that it's actually humiliating. So if you want to recast me, I will allow that.
Hey, guys, any notes for the extras?
Never. I think the big note is you don't talk during the scene, and eating is a little broad.
You look a lot like me.
I'm improvising.
Do you want to take over for my part? Like, I mean, you look... did everyone else see this? She looks so much like me.
Oh, my God. I'd love to be the third lead.
Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for coming out tonight. We're really excited. This is the premiere improv show of Lapkus and Lapkus. I think what we all have kind of wondered is, we all love hearing Lauren Lapkus improvise, seeing it happen, but what... why do her scene partners always bring her down? Well, now we get to see her improvise with herself. Which one's the real one? I don't know. Ladies and gentlemen, big round of applause. Lapkus and Lapkus.
Hey, everyone.
Hey, who's who?
Now you're going to have to guess who is who. We're going to do a scene, and you will have to tell us at the end who you think is the real Lauren, okay?
All right, everyone, turn around, close your ears. Close your ears, show me butthole.
Turn around, close your ears, and show us your butthole, and see if you can guess which one is me.
Okay, so far, normal. Both the same. That's very similar.
Mom?
Yeah?
I'm thinking about taking ballet, but I know you think it's not cool enough.
Yeah, I think you're being a loser, babe. What about rock and roll? What about rock and roll guitar?
I don't want to do rock and roll guitar, Mom. I want to be a ballerina.
Okay, well, fine. Let's try it. Put on your little shoes. Put
you're
on your little shoes
gonna
and I'll play.
Me?
Well, I'll play rock and roll. You put on a shoe and do the tiptoe.
Okay, let's do it.
One of the Laurens is very good at saying yes, but also not.
Let's do it.
I'm the real Lauren. Who is the
I'm
real
Lauren?
Who
I'm
is
the real Lauren.
Scene.
Okay, guys, who do you think it is? Let's call on someone in the audience. Yes.
Hi, sorry. So you didn't take a suggestion, and I don't know if that was supposed to be a comedy scene or you were just supposed to do a scene and then we're supposed to guess. Was it supposed
to? Did you laugh?
Honestly, I couldn't really hear or see most of the scene.
Okay, boring audience member, new member. Who else liked it?
That Lauren shoved me so hard. That was like superhuman strength.
Was?
Well, that strength didn't feel like a human, so I think that was probably the clone Lauren.
The fuck yeah.
Also,
fuck yeah, I'm the real Lauren. I mean, look at the Bible gangers.
Why don't we lift up the back of our hair and show them the back of our scalp? And that should maybe help with this.
What?
Yeah, everybody know the real Lauren has a punch mark from the tattoo.
Everyone knows the real Lauren has a punch mark from the tattoo.
You heard it here first from Lola.
And everyone knows the fake Lauren has a box opening in the back of her head where her wires and springs go.
It is. The big reveal.
What is this show?
Sorry, you're talking way too much for just an audience. There's 100 people.
We didn't ask you for more. And also, I want to say that this is the best improv experience of my life. I'm finally performing with someone at my level. This feels amazing. So if you could just please respect
us. Save for me, because I have saved for stretches. Finally, someone, the fake one, just finally stick up to me.
Stick up to me.
You know, give as much as you get.
Let's take our hair up in the back.
Okay, my real hair.
And now we'll have this one audience member look at it.
One of you, your hair is filthy. It's disgusting.
Okay, that might help you.
This is the same guy.
It is.
This is the same guy. This is a different guy. Look like the same guy.
What? Are you a doppelganger of the other guy?
It's a weird coincidence, but I came with my twin tonight.
Really? Can you lift up the back of your hair?
Okay. It's not a wig, just so you know. It's not or a toupee
we
or anything.
We weren't thinking that.
Okay, so it'll be hard for
one of us.
It'll be hard for me to lift up the back of my hair because of how it grows.
So your hair's clearly one piece. Lift it up.
Lift it up.
Oh, now we sound the same.
I feel like I'm spending so much time with you. It's like I'm starting to like feel like I talk like you.
Yeah, me too. I feel like we're both becoming the we're coming
we're
in
becoming
the middle.
The same because we are like each other. It's like I don't even know why, but it's like I feel like I'm talking the same.
I feel like I'm the same person I always been, but I grew to two. That is two of them.
Show your head.
Show me, okay. Show your twin. Both twins, pull your hairs off.
Okay.
Pull your hairs up.
Okay, I will, and then I will too. Okay. One, two.
Wait. Why do you sound the same?
Most people who are twins or doppelgangers sound pretty similar.
Really?
Oh, good point.
Well, I guess we do sound the same.
Yeah, we're pretty
we're
similar.
We're making the two from the one.
Okay. Here you go. There. No, it was a wig.
You
it
have
was a, wig.
A punch hole from the tattoo.
I have a punch hole from the tattoo.
Okay, you're the real one. Let's see, fake man.
Okay, here
we got a lot of build up. Can't there, get it off.
I also,
whoa, you got a punch hole from the tattoo, too.
You two got a punch hole from the tattoo, too. What did it mean, though?
I have no idea. I honestly have no idea.
Thank you so much for coming out, guys.
And that's our show.
Get to your car safely. Tell your friends. We're here 7 nights a week.
And 24 hours a day. Watch us sleep.
You're the man now, dog.
You are the man now, dog.
Thanks for doing this.
This was so fun. Oh, my God. That was so hard.
I think generally we'll add a tag at the end where we give any plugs, but if you have anything right now that you want to say.
The Between Two Ferns movie is coming out September 20th. Oh. I don't know if this will come out before that. If not, it's on Netflix, so watch it.
It'll be on Netflix?
Yeah.
Is it any theatrical or just Netflix?
Just Netflix. I think they're doing like a premiere at the Arclight or something. But
great.
Yeah.
I asked that question as if it would be negative if it was not in theaters.
No, I don't know. No, I don't care. I think it's cool because everyone gets it faster than they would if they had to go drive somewhere.
That's right.
That is the perfect distillation of what isn't it good about Netflix.
Yeah.
Thank you for doing this.
Thanks for having me.
Bye.
Bye.
Wow. Thanks for sticking through all the way to the end, guys. That's the episode.
There. We did it all, and we had a good time.
Thank you so much for listening. Again, my name is Ryan Rosenberg.
I'm Dan Lippert.
And you can find us on Twitter at Chosenberg or Dan Lippert Cool.
That's us. You can find Lauren at Lauren Lapkus.
That's right. Also, listen to her podcast with special guest Lauren Lapkus on Stitcher Premium.
Check her out on the Between Two Ferns movie on Netflix starting September 20th. And check out our podcast. Our Twitter is at @mandogpod. Our Patreon, if you would like to subscribe and get more of these episodes, is at patreon.com/you'retheman now dog. And a very genuine special thanks.
Thank you so much.
To Casey Trela for the song, the theme song.
Mm-hmm.
You can find him at Casey Trela or his band Tuft. Check them out, or Dark Rooms, and check out Harry Chaskin, who did the logo. You can find him at harrychaskin.com. These guys are creative masterpieces.
Yes, we love these guys, and we love you, our listeners, and we hope you love us back.
We love you, and we would like that to be reciprocated, but if not, that's okay.
It's not a priority.
It's not conditional. We'll yes. still love you, even if you don't love us back.
That's beautiful.
Have a good one, guys.
Bye-bye.
Man, now, dog, you are the man now, dog. You are the man.